Enoch, Chapter 1. Accounts of a blessing with which Enoch blessed righteous elect ones, who will be present on a day of distress to remove all the enemies, and righteous ones will be saved. And taking up his parables, he spoke. Enoch, a righteous human, whose eyes were opened by God, who had the vision of the Holy One and of the heavens, which he showed me. And I heard everything from the words of the watchers and all the holy ones. And as I heard everything from them, I also understood what I saw. And it is not for this generation, but I utter things about a generation which is distant. And now, I say things about the elect ones, and I take up my parable about them. And the great Holy One will come forth from his dwelling, and the God of the age will tread from that place upon Mount Sinai. And he will appear from his camp, and he will appear with his strong force, and he will shine in his might from the heaven of the heavens. And all will fear, and the watchers will quake, and they will seek to hide themselves in all the ends of the earth. All the ends of the earth will be shaken, and trembling and great fear will seize them, even to the ends of the earth. And lofty mountains will be shaken and fall and break apart, and high hills will be made low and melt like wax before a fire. And the earth will be wholly rent asunder, and everything upon the earth will perish. And there will be a judgment upon all. And he will make his peace with the righteous ones, and there will be protection over the elect ones, and mercy will be upon them. And they will all belong to God, and he will give them his good pleasure. And he will bless them all, and he will help them all. And a light will shine upon them, and he will make peace with them. Behold, he is coming with 10,000 of his holy ones to execute a judgment upon all, and to destroy all the impious ones, and will convict all flesh in regard to all the works of their impiety which they impiously committed, and in regard to all the proud and hard discourses which impious sinners uttered against him.